Sometimes we like to listen to the Mexican weather report. Chilly today and hot tamale.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I live on the western Canadian prairies, not far from the majestic Rocky Mountains. About 112 times per year, I ask my wife, why do we live here again? Then I wait 15 minutes and find out why. This is a land of stark contrasts. A good summer heat wave can fry eggs on your forehead. In the winter, it can be as cold as an Arctic kiss. But the winters are more bearable because of a phenomenon called the Chinook. The word Chinook is from the indigenous Blackfoot word meaning migraine headache, I think. Actually, it means snow eater, which is pretty accurate. A Chinook begins with good intentions over the Pacific Ocean, then cools as it clambers up the Rockies, then warms significantly as it tumbles down the eastern slopes, pushing the clouds upwards and freeing us from winter's icy clutches for a few blissful days. The old joke is that during a good Chinook, half your horse can have sunstroke and the other frostbite. If you have a horse and encounter a snow eater, you know this is almost true. On January 10, 1962, in Pincher Creek, Alberta, a historic Chinook blew through town, and in 1 hour, the temperature rose from a frigid minus 19 Celsius to a balmy 22. In Fahrenheit, that's a difference of about 7,000 degrees, I think. If you don't like the weather here, hold on to your hat and wait 15 minutes. I suppose our wild weather patterns have helped prepare me for life's ups and downs. We have seen snow, rain, wind, warm sunshine, and a tornado all within the course of an hour. And if we aren't careful, our moods can swing with the weather. All my life, when things go right, I get a little nervous, wondering when they'll go wrong again. We expect the worst so that we won't be too disappointed when it shows up. But that's no way to live. Chinookers need an attitude with good altitude. Reminds me of the old Chinese farmer who looked out his window and noticed that his horse had run away. He told his friends what happened. They said, "We're sorry. That's terrible." "Maybe," said the farmer. The next morning he looked out his window and saw his horse, but the horse had brought 7 wild horses with it. Now the man had 8 horses. He told his friends. They said, "That's wonderful." "Maybe," said the farmer. The next day, the farmer's son went out to feed the horses, and one of the wild horses kicked the young man and broke his leg. "That's terrible," said the farmer's friends. "Maybe," said the farmer. The next day, an army conscription officer came to the village to enlist all the young men to fight in the war. But the farmer's son was spared from military service because of his broken leg. When the farmer told his friends, they said, "That's wonderful." "Maybe," said the farmer. Well, it's easy to live life with the perspective of those friends, our eyes fixed only on our current situation. This old farmer had the wisdom to realize that he was in the middle of the story. The ending had yet to be written. For us, this past week has been unbearably hard. Yet as followers of Jesus, we live with a constant spoiler alert. Hey, here's how the book ends. God gets his kids back, and all will be well for eternity. "In this world you will have trouble," said Jesus, "but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Today, we live with hope. Hope isn't blind to current realities, but it recognizes that hard things are never final things, and that God has promised to never leave us. And so, I plan to remind myself of this when I experience a late blizzard or a January heat wave. I'll remind myself, just wait 15 minutes. The best is yet to come.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.